وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were saying that human beings need to be generous, they need to be giving. Greed is the disease of mankind in this modern day. And when there's greed, then there's everything else. Corruption, you name it, moral corruption, social corruption, economical corruption, political corruption, every single corruption follows a greed. And actually, it is even more than that. There's a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam when he talks about greed. And this hadith, when I was reading it, it kind of opened my eyes to the way we live and the things that are happening in this world. A hadith in regards to the ayah, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those who can avoid greed to themselves, keep it away from themselves, then they are the successful ones. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says that when the greed becomes the norm, it becomes a trait in society, then the people will fall into moral vices, as the people of Qawm Lut, the people of the Prophet Lut. Now, they became homosexuals, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them all. And the hadith goes that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from stinginess and greed every single day, morning and night. So the man was asking the imam who was narrating the story about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, في كل صباح ومساء نحن نتعوذ بالله من البخل. Every morning and every afternoon, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us safe from bukhl. And then he would read the ayah, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شَحَّ نَفْسِهِ, who can prevent greed and stinginess from himself. And then he says, وَسَأُخْبِرُكَ عَاقِبَةُ الْبُخْلِ, and I will tell you the result of stinginess and greed. He said, the Imam, pay attention here, إِنَّ قَوْمَ لُوطٍ كَانُوا قَوْمَ أَهْلِ قَرِيَةٍ أَشِحَّاءَ عَلَى الطَّعَامِ. The people of Lut, the Prophet Lut, they were a village, but their trait was that they did not give to one another. They were very greedy and very stingy. And then the Imam says, فَأَعْقَبَهُمُ الْبُخْلُ دَاءً لَا دَوَاءَ لَهُ فِي فُرُوجِهِمْ. And then stinginess and greed brought a disease, a physical disease inside them and inside their private parts that has no cure. And then they turned into homosexuality. Now, the world we live in, how far are we from the people of Lut? Let's take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Just before the break, we were saying that the Imam was saying that the people of Lut, they weren't generous, they were stingy and greedy, and that caused them to have a disease that would have no cure in their private parts. And we know what happened after. The world we live in, you can see that the trend of homosexuality is becoming the norm, actually becoming the law in a lot of countries. And people are forced against it. Children in schools being taught homosexuality in schools. And then makes you wonder why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an entire story of people who were homosexuals and their punishment. One of the causes of that is that when society becomes stingy, when societies do not care about one another, when societies do not help one another, when societies do not feel mercy for one another, that will happen to them. To keep our societies safe, our Muslim societies and our environment safe, we need to be givers. Otherwise, this disease will fall into me and you as well. We're not immune. As long as we give, we're safe. But if we don't, then we are at loss. So the ayah clearly says, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شَحَّ نَفْسِهِ. Those who protect themselves from greed, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Only those are the successful ones. And everyone who is not in that category of protecting himself from being greedy and stingy, they will fall into that trap. So we need to be what? Giving, and we need to be generous. Also, one of the deadly effects of the greed that we could or that we might indulge ourselves in is that our iman, our faith, our belief in Allah will go to waste. It will go with the wind. The hadith says from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi as-salam, he says, Al-mu'minu la yabkhul. A mu'min will never be stingy, will never be greedy. It's not a trait of a mu'min. And وَإِن بُخِلَ عَلَيْهِ صَبَرَ. And when people become stingy on him or greedy with him, he will become patient. That's a mu'min. But if we have a mu'min who says, I am a mu'min, and he has a lot of money, but he refuses to give to other people or help other people, then we say to him, your iman has a problem. Be careful. And he also says, لا يكون المؤمن جبانا ولا حريصا ولا شحيحا. A mu'min could never be coward, stingy, and greedy. These are not the traits and moral values of a mu'min. They are the traits of a non-mu'min. So if you find a mu'min who is a coward and who is stingy and greedy, then we say to his Islam, As-salam, right? And he also says, Al-mu'minu la yakunu sajiyatahu al-kidhbu wal-bukhl. A mu'min, his traits will never be lying and stinginess and greed. Wal-fujur and transgression. وَرَبَّمَا أَلَمَّ مِنْ ذَلِكَ شَيْئًا لَا يَدُومُ عَلَيْهِ. Perhaps a mu'min, he might, during his life, he might have a bit of these things here and there, lying and stinginess and bukhl. But then he says, لَا يَدُومُ عَلَيْهِ. He does not continue with it. He stops it. That's a true mu'min. But if he continues on it, then the imam, he takes him out of iman and he says, hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا يَجْتَمُعُ الْإِيمَانَ وَالْبُخْلِ فِي قَلْبِ إِمْرَئٍ. Stinginess and greed and iman, they will not be together in the heart of a believer. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله